It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Oh, yes, it is Tea Time 2020 edition. We're kicking things off with Nick Gordon. Now, he is the ex-boyfriend of Bobby Christina Brown, the late and great Whitney Houston's daughter with Bobby Brown. Now, Nick Gordon was the boyfriend everybody was questioning. He has passed away at the age of 30. He was found unresponsive. He died from a drug overdose. And there was just such a sad situation. Of course, we lost Bobby. Christina Brown was found. She was found dead as well, and here she is.
From the moment I saw you, I went out of my mind. I never believed in a love at first sight. But you got that magic, boy, that is making me fly.
Now, his death comes 3 years after Bobby Christina's wrongful death case, and he was found liable in her death. So it was just a bad string of events, and he was an addict, allegedly, and he was found dead at the age of 30.
It's yeah, this sad news surrounding all of those people struggling with substance abuse and just kind of all passing away one after another after another.
Rest in peace. Well, moving on to a much brighter note, Kendall Jenner spent New Year's Eve with an ex, even though she shied and like to talk about it.
Oh my God. Stop. Stop.
Okay, so she and Ben Simmons celebrated the ball drop together in Philadelphia. Okay, so he's like her on-again, off-again boyfriend. They were spotted in Philly at a rooftop bash. This is the way to do it. They strolled in at 11:30 p.m. and then were seen making out during the magical moment that 2020 came in. I think that's the way. Just go in late, there for the ball drop, and then you exit. They've been together for like a year. They were spotted at a 76ers game. She knows his family, so apparently they are back on.
Okay.
Lady Gaga also sharing a steamy kiss on New Year's Eve, this time with a mystery man. We're not sure who he is, but the two were spotted hand in hand, holding hands and making out in Las Vegas after her show. Then they got into her ride. They were seen making out in the ride, just all over the place. She last dated Dan Horton. He was an engineer back in October, a few months ago. But apparently, she's moved on.
Apparently, like everybody, this is makeout season, which, might I remind you, it is also cold and flu season. Make sure you know who you're making out with.
Very responsible. And make sure you know who your Uber driver is. Gabrielle Union. She was trying to be responsible and use an Uber, but something pretty icky happened.
I think nowadays there is this celebration of, as kids say, the ratchet. You know, yeah, the ratchetness.
Okay, so she got an Uber driver, and then the dude, I guess, asked to use her bathroom, and he was in there for like 20 minutes, and she said he dropped the kids off at the pool, if you know what I mean. And she tweeted about it, and she just thought it was surprising and shocking. And he's like, oh, you need to use your bathroom. Like, showed up her house, and then was gone in there for like 20 minutes and left a surprise. So.
I like to trust people, and I like to be kind, but I'm sorry, man or woman, big or small, I'm not letting you drop the kids off at the pool.
Right?
Not letting you do that. Isn't that like just awkward?
I mean, when you gotta go, you gotta go. I don't know. I don't like when my Uber, sometimes my Ubers will veer off and like get gas or do something weird. I don't like that.
No.
I get freaked out. Like take me to a dark alley.
Get me to my destination.
Exactly. So that was a surprise. Now, speaking of surprises, Joe, we have a group therapy coming up, and this is a big surprise. Tracy wrote into us, and she's gonna come on the show. She ran into her man's mistress, who he swore he wasn't seeing anymore, and the mistress was heading up to his place as she was exiting because they were doing an exchange of their dog. Face to face.
This is going to be awkward, but hey, it's not me, so I like it. Group therapy. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes. We're Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.